Call this meeting to order. This is the regular session of the Mayor and Council of the City of Bisbee and County of Cochise and State of Arizona to be held on Tuesday, August 1st, 2017 at 7 p.m. in the Bisbee Municipal Building, 118 Arizona Street, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Hannah Klein?
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hansen?
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis?
Here.
Mayor David M. Smith?
Here.
Councilmember Bill Higgins?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Douglas Dunn?
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom?
Here.
City staff Robert Smith, interim city manager Ashley
here.
Coronado, city clerk Carrie Bagley, finance director Andy Herrera, public works director Alberto Chavez, police chief Britt Hansen, city attorney.
Thank you, ma'am. For a moment of silence, I'd like us just to reflect on what a great place we live in, both nation, state, and our locality, and the good people around us. And if we could just take a minute to think about the good things in life. Thank you. Would you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Thanks, everyone, for being here. As they say, thank you in the TV audience. Hope all is well. Under announcements, I do want to announce that item number 10 has been pulled from the agenda. That's item number 10. Also under the consent agenda, item C as in Charlie has been pulled. This is pulled simply because of a clerical error on our part. And so we certainly apologize to the Bisbee Radio Project, and we will be more than happy in 2 weeks when this is signed that we'll be happy to overnight it to Phoenix at our expense. So again, we apologize. It's our clerical error. With that, we have called to the public, and we have Eric Meyer all dressed up. Mr. Meyer.
I love you. And thank you for being here. Thank you for being here, everyone. It shows caring for our community. Thank you for serving on the council. It shows a lot of caring for our community. I know that you're not doing this for the money and that you have emotional connections and caring for the citizens of this city. So thank you very much. My name is Eric Meyer. I live over on Black Knob, and I've lived here about 6 years or so. I've fixed up a few houses since I've been here. I've been an educator. I'm still an educator for Frank's better half over there. Most of you just know me as the guy that runs everywhere. That's crazy. So my reason for speaking tonight, I wanted to talk to you about guns and gunshots a little bit. And I would hopefully take it from the mayor's beginning to give us some time to just clear our minds and think about some things and hopefully drop some preconceptions and detrimental traditional thinking that you may have about some of the things that I might want to talk about. Building a greenhouse today with my dad. Beautiful thing, father, son. Beautiful day. I love you, Dad. Bang, 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 bang. 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 Bang, 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 bang. That's what I hear at my house. Of course, I hear this every day. Some days it's not as much, but it's every day. Some days it's all day long, thousands of shots. My wife and I have tried to record them. You can't record all of them. You would have to be out there 24/7 doing this. There's explosions, detritium bombs and whatnot going off. It's not okay. Do I get 3 minutes?
Thanks.
So, there's an obvious auditory pollution that is bothersome to me, and I'm only going to speak for myself. I've talked to others, and I know how they feel. And we're all different, right? This is going to mean more to some people and less to others, and some people are going to be more affected or notice it more, and some are not. I notice it all the time. And I have noticed it since I've been here. Is this 3? Well then, I guess I should skip to this. Yesterday when I was fed up with it, I went over and got this from my neighbor, Mr. Corona. And many of you know where I'm going with this. And thank you for your patience. This is a 9mm that was pulled out of Mr. Corona's head, who lives on Hazard Street. When you talk about things like this, you hear some people say some very shallow things. Like, well, the firing range has been there for so many years, or the chances of a bullet coming over the hill are so low, as if something like that would actually matter to someone like me with a 6-month-old daughter. It hit him right here. It stayed in his head. He thought it was a rock at first, but when they pulled it out, he made it very clear that he needed that projectile. And you can tell when you look at it, it ricocheted off of, probably came down, ricocheted off something, hit him. Could have killed him very easily. If it would have been a baby, or your baby, or your grandchild, it would have killed them, likely. If it would have moved 1 inch a different direction, it would have killed him. This is what I'm here to talk to you about.
Now,
and I understand it's outside of the city limits. This is affecting citizens in our town. And I hope that you'll do something about it. And I understand that the legal process runs at its own pace. But that doesn't mean you can't do anything. We can put up a sign just to create awareness out there. I just ask you to do something, please.
Roger.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have to go.
Ms. Donna Pullen.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm here to talk to you this evening about the new bus that is going to connect Bisbee with Sierra Vista and Douglas. And you've already voted and approved this, but I wanted to let everybody know and invite you to the the ribbon-cutting ceremonies on Monday, this coming August 7th at 4 p.m., The pickup and drop-off point for this Cochise Connection bus is going to be at the Lowell Plaza near the Bisbee Co-op. I have schedules with me. I'm a bus rider. I rode the bus here tonight, as a matter of fact. And I'm looking for a ride home, by the way. And because when you get here, you can't get back on the bus. Okay, so I'm inviting each of the council members to at least ride the bus once. It doesn't have to be on Monday, but in order for this bus to be sustainable and continue beyond its 3-year life cycle, we're going to have people give up their car and ride the bus once in a while. It's a $3 fare each way to Sierra Vista or Douglas and back. It will pick up 3 times a day, 7 o'clock in the morning, at noon, and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, twice on Saturdays, 9 and 12. I think it's very convenient. Since we have an employment challenge in Bisbee, I think this is a perfect opportunity for people to find work in Sierra Vista and take the bus there. From what I've heard from the people that I've spoken to in giving these schedules out, it's a real opportunity for people who would otherwise not be able to find work here in Bisbee to get to Sierra Vista. So please, I invite you all to this grand opening, ribbon cutting at 4 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Bowling. That concludes call to the public.
Mayor.
Can I ask you a question? Or no? It's about one of the items. I'll do it later. Never mind. It's mainly for me, but if we could pull it, that's what I'm asking.
Okay. Well.
Number 9. And I can tell you why later.
Okay. What we'll do is when we get to that item, then you can indicate that.
Okay.
And then we'll just, okay. Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on in general business. Accounts payable.
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $220,896.86.
Any questions, counsel?
I've got maybe 3.
Okay, you've got one to start. Okay.
Item. It's 1070.22,000, and it's water for the cemetery for $165.43, but we don't water anything. So I'm just curious as to why it's so high.
Okay, Mr. Haradic, is that something you can answer?
We have water service at the cemetery.
Thank you, Mr. Randall.
We have water service at the cemetery, so that pays for our water service, and that comes out of the cemetery's, that comes out of their operating fund. But the cemetery committee has requested, and we now have water at the cemetery.
Okay. What are we watering, though, for $165 for 1 month?
We're not watering. That's that's what it cost us to have water, I believe. We're not, but we haven't turned any water on, so I will look at that for you. But part of what we pay for, part of that fee is what it cost us to have water, a water meter. It's a commercial water, and we have water at the cemetery. The cemetery committee has requested that we install water so that they can plant trees. So, but they pay for this out of their cemetery fee, their own fee that they collect for maintenance fees for the cemetery. It doesn't come out of the general fund or their, it doesn't come out of the general fund, which is their city budget. It comes out of their operating money.
Okay.
But we now have a water connection at the cemetery.
Great.
And the Serbians now have a water. They have water, and they also have a backflow prevention meter that we help service.
Thank you.
Okay.
And then 1080.46801. There's a thing for special events, and it's porta pots, and it's 675. What special events did we have?
We had the 4th of July.
There was like 2 porta pots in La Vista.
Well, there's porta pots on the entire race car track, on the entire coaster track from the top of Tombstone Canyon to the bottom. There are porta pots.
Okay.
At every check station, it's been that way for years. All we do every year is run the same number of porta pots and have them put at the very same locations.
Okay, so how many did we have?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
No,
okay.
I don't remember. They're 95. What I can tell you is they're $95 a piece.
Okay, and then my last one is, again, special events on rec programs. It's 1080.46801, and it's to Bisbee High School, $320 for meals for the baseball team. We school was out, and we didn't have any special events for the baseball team.
Yeah, it was for Memorial Day. That's for the baseball team, for the kids that came up from Mexico and the kids in Bisbee that played baseball.
Okay, so it wasn't their high school team?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
I had a question on one.
Sure.
Is my mic super loud or what?
Just talk into it. You just don't have to eat it.
It's kind of a little one, but I was just curious more than anything. Detail the Jeep for $240?
Yeah. Yeah, so the city, when the city, for the cars that the city uses for city cars, we pull cars out of the auction yard. And most of these cars are drug rehab, or they've been used to transport drugs. And the Jeep is filthy. It smelled. We couldn't use the heater because when we turned on the heater, something had died in the system, and when it heated up, you could smell it. So we had to take all that apart, but it was just filthy. And that's the car that if you come to Bisbee and we're going to shuttle you around or show you town, we have a beat-up old Jeep that I had detailed out inside and out, and that's our car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot. I know you can get it for like $100 because my brother-in-law does that for a living. And
oh, a little promotion.
It seems a little. No, he doesn't do it, but he uses the service. That just seems like a lot for a detail. But okay.
Apparently, it was a lot of detail. Is that your only question?
That's it.
All right. So. Counsel, I'd entertain a motion.
She made a motion. I'll second it.
Who made the motion? I'm sorry, Anna did.
Yeah.
Okay, we followed. Okay. All right, we have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor signify by stating aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes 7-0 unanimously. The consent agenda. A, approval of the resignation of Todd Bogate from the Community Sustainability Commission. B, approval of the special event liquor license application submitted by the Bisbee Radio Project, Inc., KBRP, for an event to be held at the Bisbee Royale, 94 Main Street, Bisbee, Arizona, on Friday, September 8th, 2017, from 4 p.m. to 11:59 p.m., Ryan Bruce, applicant. D, approval of an application for an extension of premises patio permit submitted by the Copper Queen Hotel for an event to be held at 11 Howell Avenue, Bisbee, Arizona, on Saturday, October 28, 2017. Helen Lampinen, applicant. Questions, counsel?
I've got a question.
Yes.
On item B, the special event liquor license, it's not in our packet what the event is, so I was just curious.
It's I believe it's Bisbee Blues, isn't it? The Blues Fest.
Oh, is it the Blues Fest?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Yeah, to entertain the motion.
I move that we approve the consent agenda items A, B, and D. Second.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. Those in favor signify by stating aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes unanimously. Moving on to old business. Item 3, discussion and possible approval of ordinance O-17-06, authorizing the sale and transfer of city property located adjacent to and east of 27 Wood Canyon. Mr. Hansen, and I'm not sure there's any questions. This is the second.
Yeah, this is the second reading. I think I covered for Mr. Ward last time. There's been no change in 2 weeks. Recommend the sale.
Mayor, I move approval of Ordinance 017-06, authorizing the sale and transfer of city property located adjacent to and east of 27 Wood Canyon. I believe the bid was $9,245 to Joseph Massey.
A second. Up.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. Ms. Coronado.
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen.
Aye.
Councilmember Davis.
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn.
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom.
Aye.
Mayor Smith.
Aye. Motion passes 7-0 unanimously. Item number 4, discussion and possible approval of Ordinance O-17-07. Amending Chapter 9 of the Bisbee City Code entitled Health and Sanitation and Cemetery to address delinquencies owed to the city and to provide a mechanism for the city to address exceptional circumstances encountered by citizens that are not able to pay their sanitation bill. Mr. Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This also was addressed in detail last time. It's a second reading. I did want to bring to the council's attention one suggested change or one alternative for the council. Last time, one of the council members brought up that maybe just having one day for people to come in and apply for the amnesty was insufficient. Ms. Arduino, who's on vacation and therefore couldn't be here tonight, and Ms. Bagley discussed a couple of different options that might work both for finance and for the community. And the suggested alternative is rather than have it the amnesty available on one day, August 31st, have it available from August 31st through September 7th, which would give people some additional options to times to come in. So, did I say that all correct? Okay.
Right. And that doesn't affect the ordinance. That simply affects the way it's being started.
That's correct. Yeah. So, yeah, there's no issue with having that kind of change between the first reading and the second reading. There's always tweaks that often tweaks that you need to make to these things.
Right, and that was my point.
Yep.
This is a logistics matter rather than a ordinance matter. So, questions, council?
Does that have to be part of the motion then?
No.
Okay.
I move to approve ordinance 0-17-07, amending Chapter 9 of the Bisbee City Code entitled Health and Sanitation and Cemetery to address the delinquencies owed to the city and to provide a mechanism for the city to address exceptional circumstances encountered by citizens that are not able to pay their sanitation bills.
I second.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously 7-0. Item number 5, discussion and possible approval of ordinance 0-17-08, amending Chapter 13 of the Bisbee City Code entitled Sewer to (1) address delinquencies owed to the city (2) address residential rental property of 4 or fewer units and (3) provide a mechanism for the city to address exceptional circumstances encountered by citizens who are not able to pay their sewer bills. Council, this is the second reading of this also. Are there any questions?
I move to approve ordinance 0-17-08, amending Chapter 13 of the Bisbee City Code entitled Sewer to (1) address delinquencies owed to the city, 2) address residential rental property of 4 or fewer units, and 3) provide a mechanism for the city to address exceptional circumstances encountered by citizens that are not able to pay their sewer bills.
I second it.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second.
Councilmember Klein?
I'm sorry.
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously 7-0. New business, item number 6, discussion and possible approval of resolution R-1710, a resolution of the Mayor and City Council, City of Bisbee, County of Cochise, and State of Arizona, fixing, levying, and assessing the amount to be raised by the City of Bisbee from property taxation, and fixing and determining the property tax rate for the 2017-2018 fiscal year, and providing for severability. Ms. Bagley.
So I just have the resolution to approve the primary property tax rate to 2.7656 for every $100 of assessed value from 2.5873.
All right. Thank you. Do we have questions, Council?
What is that percent increase?
It's the actual increase between the previous year's total amount and what we should collect this year is 3.8%. In the TNT, it's a 2% increase over what we're allowed to increase it by without having a hearing.
Any other questions? D, Do we have a motion?
Mayor, I move to approve resolution R-1710, fixing, levying, and assessing the amount to be raised by the City of Bisbee from property taxation, and fixing the determined property tax rate for the fiscal year 2017-18, an amount of 2.7656 per $100 of assessed valuation, and providing for severability.
I second.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. Ms. Coronado.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanson?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes 7-0 unanimously. Item number 7, discussion of possible approval to purchase a camera with additional head for larger pipes for wastewater in the amount of $6,460.61. Mr. Heratic.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. If you'll turn to the page behind your CAF, you'll see the pre-purchase, a copy of the pre-purchase checklist. And for purchases 5,000 and less than 10, informal quotations are required. You'll also see in the packet the three quotations. The camera we have selected, it ends up being less expensive than the other two cameras, but this is also the camera that we want. This camera is made and can be serviced, and parts can be purchased in Phoenix. So we buy a lot of cameras for the wastewater plant, one a year, and we spend much less money than this, but we end up going online and buying very cheap cameras, usually made in China, and they last about a year. They just don't work. So instead of trying to fix cameras or spend weeks or months finding parts for things that don't exist, we actually want to pay a little more for a camera, get a good camera, and know that we can get parts and service for it in Phoenix.
Great. Questions, Council?
I move to approve the purchase of a camera with additional head for the larger pipes for wastewater. Total cost is $6,460.61.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. Item number 8, discussion of possible approval to purchase pipe and material from Ferguson Waterworks for an emergency repair on the fire suppression system on Opera Drive in the amount of $5,248.66. Mr. Heratic.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Ferguson Waterworks is a state contractor. This is a company that we buy most of our pipes and valves and fittings from. This is an emergency repair. Normally a repair like this or a request like this would have to be posted for 2 weeks on the web page, on the city's web page. This repair, so this is why it's deemed an emergency repair. I want you to know this is that when we have a leak in a fire suppression system from the main to the hydrant, the lines are usually 80 years plus old. If we unearth the pipe and we see we look at the condition it's in and the leak, what happens, or what our thinking is this, that it doesn't make any sense to fix a leak in a broken pipe. The minute they charge that pipe for a fire, that pipe will rattle and shatter itself apart, and you won't have a fire hydrant. So when we make these repairs, we need to go from the hydrant to the main. So this is an emergency repair. That line, that line can actually now not be used, and there's no fire suppression for that end of Opera. So that's why I've deemed this an emergency repair.
How long will it take to get it in place?
Pipe usually takes about 2 weeks to get in. And especially we've been out buying a lot of it. Probably be a month before we get out there. Just manpower. We also have sewers overflowing, and we don't have enough guys to do both.
Yeah, I understand.
But this will be a priority for us. So, and then I'll be coming to you with hundreds of feet of pipe, so I have it so I can start working on these without having to wait 4 and 6 weeks to make a repair.
Yeah, I guess I have a question. With when this is under an emergency clause, it's signed by the city manager, and at that point, is it not available to immediately, because it is an emergency, to spend those funds and then to come back to the council and ask forgiveness?
That's my no, go ahead. I'll let you answer it. No, you're correct. You're correct. I think you would ask me whether you could buy it off the state contract for this, and I said, yeah, you could.
Yeah.
And I think I even said, well, this is one of those things that really seems like an emergency as opposed to when people have waited until the last minute to do something. So I guess I wasn't aware that Mr. Hraddick wasn't just going ahead and buying it. So anyway, but yes, you're correct.
Okay. I was just suggesting that maybe in the future, if we have a leak in a suppression system, that we go ahead under an emergency clause. And I realize manpower, people power, and so forth, but it also, now we have a two-week gap to get the materials. So
that's right.
That's the only reason I'm bringing that up, is my suggestion would be, I think the council would be just fine with that. It's an emergency situation. The city manager signs off on it, and we get it going. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Any questions, council?
I've got a quick question.
Yes.
Were you inspecting up there, or how was it discovered that
someone reported a leak? Someone reported a leak.
There's someone who lives below Opera, mm-hmm. who has a very porous retaining wall, and when their plants start getting watered and needed to do it, they call us up. So we exposed the pipe, we repaired, and we put a piece in to the good pipe. But after what I saw by my house, mm-hmm. we're not doing that anymore. If we get a leak, we're going to fix it.
Okay, but it is repaired now, so
it is not a guaranteed usable fire line right now.
That's our worry.
Right.
We thought the one next to my house was a good line.
So we know when a line's that damaged.
It's not leaking now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So. You can't patch this.
No, it doesn't. There's too many patches on the system.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anything else, Ms. Klein?
No, thank you.
Okay, sure. All right, do we have a motion?
I'm motion to approve the purchase of the pipe and material from Ferguson Waterworks for emergency repair on the fire suppression system on Opera. Total cost is $5,248.66.
Second.
All those in favor of the motion signify by stating aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes unanimously, 7-0. Item number 9. Well, you just wearing out the carpet up there.
Yeah.
I mean, so this is the one where there's been some changes, so if we could, is it too late to take it off the agenda for now? Because it's basically for me.
You say for now? I mean, is it for...
Oh, yeah, for off the agenda.
Off the agenda. Council, what's the... If we'd known before, I could have...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying
to... The mayor, controls the agenda, so I guess it would be up to you, but
okay.
I'm not sure what the proposed changes are and whether those ought to be part of the public discussion. That's kind of the question I'm having, Mr.
That's what I'm saying, because the change of time was mainly for me, for the Parks and Rec, so I'm saying that there's been some changes, so if we can just take it off the agenda.
Okay. Then I will...
Sure, if it was done for sure. Councilman Lindstrom's benefit, sure.
Sure. I'll pull item number 9 then. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And item number 10 is pulled. And Mr. Hraddick, you can sit down.
Thank you.
But thank you for your wisdom and your assistance, sir. Item number 11, City Manager's Report. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mayor. This marks my second week with the city. I spent my first week meeting some of the department heads and some of the council members. I'm continuing that effort this week to gather information and get to understand a little bit more about what Bisbee's going through. At the end of this week, I'll begin to compile some notes. I've been through some of the work that's currently underway and work that the city has identified that it wants to undertake. So within about 2 to 3 weeks, I should have a report for council on what I found, what I see as needing to be prioritized, and I should be able to hand you a laundry list of things that we'd like to move forward with as an organization. And those would include The existing projects and objectives that are on the list that I think you guys are fairly familiar with already. There are some cost containment and recovery items that we may want to bring to council to see if they're interested. There's some minor administrative organizational moves that I want to get alignment from the department heads on before I bring the idea forward, so we'll be working on that. And then some fees and software and IT enhancements that would actually free up some time and make us a little more effective. So this week I'll be out and about. Next week I'll be out and about, but putting that report together for council's consumption. And hopefully by the end of that week or the beginning of the following week, you'll have it in your hands.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Councilman Dunn?
Yes. 2 weeks ago on July 18th, we had a critique of the Sonora Fest, and but we were remiss at that time in that discussion not to acknowledge how city personnel from department heads on down really gave their all to make this event the success that it was. It was a marvelous team effort that included Public Works, included our firemen, included our police officers, the library, the visitor center. I particularly commend Mayor Smith in terms of his role in addressing the press on both sides of the border. Certainly Sonora is important to the culture and economy of Bisbee, and I apologize for not for being kind of late in making this statement, but it was certainly I want to thank publicly everyone in the city as well as volunteers who assisted in this. I mean, it was an unbelievable effort that was carried off by everyone, and it certainly indicates the dedication of personnel that we have in the city. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Jenkins?
I move that we adjourn.
Do we have a second?
We have a second. Those in favor of adjournment, state aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? No. All right. We stand adjourned.